Good morning. This is Mandy Fick. It is Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. Under fair skies, it is 31 degrees in Norton with the feels like of 31 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for your Kansas news.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm J.P. Bazette. Morris and Wabansee counties are receiving seed grant funding. More from Roxanne Stewart.
A number of counties in the state are slated to receive quality of life enhancements from the Strategic Economic Expansion and Development, or SEED, grant program, including Little Huskies Child Care Center in Morris County, which is receiving over $24,000, and Wabansee County's Office of Economic Development, which is receiving over $49,000 in child care and community vibrancy funds for library projects. All project funding will be administered by the Kansas Department of Commerce. Details of the projects will be announced at a later date.
And Kansas State Fire Marshal Doug Jorgensen is set to retire next year after 11 years of service. The announcement came from the Kansas Office of the Governor. Jorgensen will retire in January. He will stay on with the agencies as Deputy Fire Marshal to help find someone to take up the role of State Fire Marshal. Jorgensen plans to spend his retirement with his family and volunteer. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the...
Good morning, I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting cases in several areas in the state. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage of the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter, so donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There is no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, January 3rd at the Norton County Hospital, located at 102 East Holm Street in Norton, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on social media that beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and or other drugs. And driving while impaired is wrong, however, you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought, so make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you are going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, you are in the driver's seat, and please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy new year. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail. Hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.4 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953. For more information about the first day hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along U.S. 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5, 9, and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe-fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August of 2023, weather permitting. The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of upcoming closings for the holiday season. Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital business and administration offices will be closed Monday, January 2nd, in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinics at Norton Medical Clinic Saturday, December 31st. Please plan appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with clinic staff accordingly. Patients may contact Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time. As always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital want to wish everyone to have a safe and healthy holiday season. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. For today, increasing clouds with a high near 59, light west wind becoming north at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 30, northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, Thursday, a chance of rain and snow before noon, then a chance of rain, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 45. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%, and new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 19, west wind around 5 miles per hour. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 48, southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. I'll be back with more of your weather in just a minute.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 50. Monday, rain and snow likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Breezy with a chance of precipitation of 60%. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control for all of your pest control needs at 785-202-0167.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The day has finally arrived as the Liberty Bowl is set to take place this afternoon down in Memphis between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Arkansas Razorbacks, and we'll see if Kansas can secure a winning season for the first time since 2008. To Michael Swain of Fong.net, join WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he gave his thoughts on what he feels might be the most crucial thing for either team to try and win in this contest coming up this afternoon, and that is the running game for either team and what each team's going to try and do to run the ball.
Both of these teams are going to try and control the point of attack. Arkansas is going to try and maul Kansas, and Kansas is probably going to try and get Arkansas off balance with some of those option runs. And so I look at this game, and having it's just determined who is running the ball better on the day. That obviously allows you to control the pace of the game, control time of possession, all those important metrics. But I just think that KU, you look at their path to success, they've got to stop the run because Arkansas doesn't have much in terms of wide receiver depth right now, and it's just a question of how much they can be able to run the ball.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag, Weather, and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, and Stockton and Lenora, member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, we're seeing some cloud cover move from west to east across the state, and moisture will gradually increase over the next day or so as a trough of low pressure approaches. That may bring us some scattered showers in north-central Kansas late tonight into the overnight hours. A cold front is going to be moving through on Thursday, but it will not be nearly as strong as the last one. So temperatures stay fairly nice for us right on into the weekend, with a storm system and a trough of low pressure arriving by the early part of next week. Cloudy and breezy in northwest Kansas today with a high in the upper 50s. Rain and snow possible tonight, Tarlo in the upper 20s. Cloudy in north central Kansas today, our high temperature in the low 50s. Tonight's low in the low 30s. Then mostly sunny, breezy in northeast Kansas with a high in the low 50s. Tonight's low 38. Southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s today. Tonight's low near 30. Breezy across south central Kansas with a high in the low 60s. And in southeastern Kansas, a wind advisory in effect today. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets have been favorable for soybeans with double-digit gains. We also have gains in the wheat complex while corn is fractionally lower. March corn unchanged, 674 and three quarters, May down a quarter of a penny at 673, and December 23 is down a quarter of a penny at 606 and three quarters. January soybeans up 15 and a quarter, 1497 and a half. March up 14 and a half at 1503 and a half. The November new crop up 14 and three quarters, 1409 and a quarter. Soy meal sharply higher, soy oil about a couple dimes lower. Kansas City wheat March up a penny, 880 and a quarter. May unchanged at 872, and July is up a quarter of a penny at 864 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up 1 3/4, 776 and a quarter. July up 2 at 786 and a quarter. Dow futures are higher, dollar index and crude oil lower. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and
gonna free fall. Silence is golden. Unless you have a ton of great music to play, then silence is for the birds.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Love that saxophone, Evelyn Champagne King with your buddy Jay Coffey. And the number one rated daytime game show is going to be going prime time. That's right, The Price is Right at Night will begin on January the 4th.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at